Today's Shiur in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Yotes Amud Beis. We'll pick up at the end of Yotes Amud Aleph. We're dealing with Dinei Chutei HaTzitzis, the laws of the actual fringes of the tzitzis themselves that you place onto the garment. And we learned yesterday that there needs to be a spinning, a tviya of the tzitzis lishmon. It has to be done l'shem mitzvah of tzitzis. And the Mechaber had said that that means Sheyomar B'tchilas HaTuvoi, that the beginning of the spinning, from the very start, that he's doing it, Sh'ose Kane L'Shem Tzitzis. So now we'll delve into this a little bit more. Basic thing that the Mechaber says that the chutin have to be spun L'Shmon for the purpose of Tzitzis is based, as Mishneh Berurah and Sif Katan Aleph says, Lashon HaRambam, it's based on the words of the Rambam, HaMotzei Chutei Tzitzis Bashuk, if a person finds strands of Tzitzis in the marketplace, Afilu Psukim Mishazurin, even if they are straightened out and they're folded over the way Tzitzis are normally folded over to make the single strand of the Tzitzis, as we'll learn in tomorrow's Shiur, Psulim. They nevertheless, if you find this strand of tzitzis, you can't assume that they were made l'shem tzitzis. They're posel. You can't use them. The Torah chinish lasus chutin kein tzitzis, because people will sometimes do this to have strands of tzitzis-like material available, even not for the usage of tzitzis. And therefore, they are posel because they're not known for certain to be l'shma. The im kein, the Mishneh Berurah concludes, shem lo nasa l'shem tzitzis. Maybe these strands over here that look like tzitzis, for all practical purposes, they are tzitzis, but they're not halachic tzitzis, because the requirement that they be made l'shem tzitzis isn't necessarily there. The Magid Mishnah on the Rambam, the Mishneh Berurah brings down his cholik on this, and he says, Gam Bekesef Mishnah, the writes that the Rambam, in the Tshuvas of the Rambam, Chozer Bo Achar Kach, changed his opinion, and that is the opinion of the Magen Avraham. However, the Vilna Gaon, in his Beyurim, says, Hadin hu im HaRambam, kimo shekasa barishona, that the din that the Rambam originally wrote, that if you find tzitzis in the street, again, not on a garment, but you find just the strands of the fringes in the street, you can't assume that they were made l'shma. Later on, we will say, however, if you find an actual talis katan, then you can't assume that they were made l'shma, and they are kosher if you find them stam. In Sif Katan Beis, the Mishneh Berurah explains that this din of spinning them l'shma is a din from the Torah. He brings down the pasuk to siv gedilim ta'aseloch. You have to make the fringes on the tzitzis, and that means l'shem chovach. It has to be done l'shem mitzvah. The Ramah commented, v'yesh machmirin afilu l'navtzon l'shmon. You even have to go and beat them or comb them l'shmon. However, he says the minhag is l'hakel b'niputz, that we're not so particular about this. One can be mekel. The Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Gimel says, because the words ta'aseloch, that implies only from the spinning and beyond, not the steps prior to the spinning. The spinning, oz hi ikar asiyas hagdilim, that is the essential component over here. He brings down the prisha, bringing down in the shem of the Marami Prag, who also agrees to this. Maskim de lechatchila yesh lahachmin lenapetz lishma. However, one should try, if possible, to even have them beaten. The combing should be done lishma as well. However, we don't carry that additional step further in regards to the actual shearing of the wool from the sheep in the shelus chuvus chuvus hanhagos. They bring down in the name of Revisor Salanter Zatzal that he was dictate lasosa lishma, that he was very careful to do that lishma as well. However, most are not. Alpha Pishyesh Bazem Milas Chasidus, even though there is the opinion here of Revisor Salanter to do this as a mila. However, Mikoma Komidina in Lahachmi Bakach Afilu Lechachila, one should not go to this trouble. Even Lechachila, it is not necessary to do so. What constitutes lishma? So the Mechaber said you actually have to say it. Sheyoma, you verbalize the words. And the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Dalet says, yeah, b'feirish, lo b'machshav b'yalma. You should actually state it out loud, orally, and not just think it. And he brings down, afilu b'dieved, even after the fact, tzorich iyun u'mihani machshav, whether this works after the fact, just thinking that you did it lishma, that's questionable. In Dirshu note number 5, they bring down that this is different than the actual placing the tzitzis that were done lishma onto a garment, and there you just had the machshava to put them on. There, the Bir Halacha is going to bring down b'di'evet mutal boshes at tzitzis afilu b'bracha. You can even wear such clothing, such a dalet kanfos, a talis katan, even though it's not verbalized when the tzitzis were put onto the garment. There would be acceptable because of a svek sveka. Number 1, Shema halacha shetzarach b'machshava. Maybe you can accept it with just verbalizing it, but just with the machshava. And even if you say that you have to verbalize it, maybe the halacha is like the Rambam, who says you don't need lishma in regards to the placement of the tzitzis. Furthermore, the actual placement of the tzitzis is almost like an action showing you that you're doing it lishma, so therefore all of these combined allow it to be b'di'evet acceptable. The Mishnah Berurah then also alludes to a Rabbi Akiva Eger who brings down the das of the Radvaz that b'di'evet over here, meikel, would be okay as well. Certainly, l'chachila, one should verbalize it. In Sif Katan Hei, he says that verbalization really should be from the very beginning, and then he says it can last, however, afilu liyoma achore, it can last for a long period of time, even to another day, because stoma tu lishma kai, because the continued act of the spinning goes continuously from your first intention. Dekola osa al das rishon osa, because your intention is continuous, and when you verbalize it at the beginning that this is l'shem mitzvah, until you say specifically otherwise that it's not l'shem mitzvah, it will continue. This is, of course, only for that same person. If another person were to do it, the Bir Halacha writes later on, Shelo omrim shasheni al das machshevas harishon hu oseh. However, the Chazon Ish disagrees. In Dirshut Note 7, he points out, af im nigmeres aidei goy, or afil aidei maisa kof, even if it's done by a non-Jewish person or by what's called the maisa kof, the actions of a monkey, for example, by a machine or something like that, kiven shemachsheves ha'lishmo shelo oved harishon, the original action of making the tzitzis lishma can continue for any action as long as you don't have a negative action saying I'm doing it not lishma. This brings down a very important question, which actually can be seen in Dirshu note number 15. What about making machine-made tzitzis? We have a similar question in terms of machine-made shmura matzah. So the Chazon Ish continues and he writes, Shekivan shetchila so'asiyah ayde odom, since it was started off by the man turning on the machine saying this is done l'shem mitzvah, afapi shehemshech pula samachona eino misecheses elav, even though the subsequent actions of the machine are no longer his doing, he pressed the button and it started it, but he's not doing anything continuously, nevertheless the Chazon Ish writes, nechshav hadover kistom l'shma, this is still considered l'shma, and the Achiezer as well, Shelas HaTshuvas Achiezer, agrees with this in the name of the Chesed Yavram. Dayan Weiss in the Minchas Yitzchak adds a concern, however, that if the machine electricity goes off and it needs to be restarted, and if it's restarted by a non-Jewish person, so then L'shita Sarambam, which we'll learn about in a moment, who says that even if a Jew is standing over it saying L'shem mitzvah tzitzis, it's not good enough, then in that situation it would be a problem, and he says a Baal Nefesh shouldn't use such tzitzis for that concern. The Or Letzion, however, says that this is no good. It disagrees with the Chazon Ish and says that Tviya Aide Mechona, machine-made tzitzis, Eino Nasis Lishma, is not considered Lishma, because he says every single second that the machine is on is a new action. So the first strand that you may have done with the machine might be good, but all the other strands are not good. In Sif Katan Vav, the Mishnah Berurah asks the question, what happens in Tova Ma'at V'yacha Kach Omar? You didn't say anything verbally at the beginning that you're doing l'shem mitzvah. You spun it a little bit without verbalizing it. V'achakach, then you verbalize it. Omar, lo mahani l'mashe nitva kvar. That won't work retroactively on the initial strands that you spun. The sapuke mesafkalon in amrinan hochiach sofo atchiloso, because it's a sofek to the Mishnah Berurah if the intention that you subsequently said can go retroactively back on the beginning and demonstrate that from the beginning you also meant lishma. However, if you thought about it at the beginning, just didn't verbalize it, and then you verbalized it, nearly the Mishnah Berurah says, the yesh letzadeh l'halacha b'zeh, this would be acceptable because it's a svek sveka. Number one, maybe the halacha is that sofo is hochiach al tchiloso, and even if you don't say that, maybe the machshav itself is good enough, therefore in a svek sveka over here, we allow you to make the bracha, and it is acceptable. In the issue note number 9, he brings down that in some situations, based upon a svek sveka, we do allow us to make a bracha, for example, like by Sviras Omer or by Megillah, but in other situations, for example, by Netilas Yadayim, or in the case of a bracha achrona, a person isn't sure if he ate enough to make a bracha achrona, but he did eat an entire single entity of something, so then, in those situations, you don't make a bracha achrona. We don't say svek sveka lahakil over here. Ayin Shom, look over there in Dirshu note 9 for much more detail, which we don't have time to go into right now. The Mechaber then continues in Sif Aleph and says, alternatively, shiomar le'isha tfili tzitzis letalis. A woman can also be fulfilling this concept of lishma. The man can tell the woman, flechzi tzitzis, spin these tzitzis over here, lishma. That would be perfectly fine. Or, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, that Hu adin imo isha ba'atzmo meres shehi tova l'shem tzitzis demahani. If the woman herself knows this and does this, or if the man starts and tells her from the very beginning, please do it l'shem mitzvah, that would be fine. And she's nemenis al kach. She's believed ma she'en kein ba'oved gilulim v'chei reshot v'katim she'en anemonim. As opposed to a oved kochavim or a chei reshot or katim, people that don't have das, the person who is incapable of speaking or hearing, the person who is mentally incompetent, or a person under the age of bar bas mitzvah, they're not considered halachically bar das, and therefore they cannot do this mitzvah. The Bir Halacha does bring down that there is a possibility that if there's a gadol standing over them, this is a big machlokus amongst the poskim, whether this would help. And he says, "Im yefshar b'inyan acher mutar ba'omid al gabo for this chayrishot or katan, and even for the akum. But lechachila, it's preferable not to rely upon this unless there really is no choice." He also adds that the standing over him, where it is acceptable b'di'evet, it has to be a continuous standing over him, not just one time at the beginning that you tell him, do this l'shem mitzvah, because certainly these people will forget and they won't have the continuous requirement of l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. He brings down the Prima Gadim, therefore, who also suggests that unless you know that the child is physiologically mature, since this is a mitzvah deraisa, just being 13 or 12 for a girl is not necessarily good enough, b'di'evit, it might be, l'chatrila, one should make sure, because it's a mitzvah deraisa, that we rely upon people that are physiologically as well as chronologically reaching the age of das. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says that a mumer l'teyavon, a person who is unfortunately not shomer Torah mitzvos, but he does it not because he's doing it keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he does it because he's weak-willed and he sometimes can't withstand the pressures of the Yetzer Hara. He does things l'teyavon because he likes doing them. So this person, even though he doesn't wear tzitzis himself, he is permitted to go and work on spinning the tzitzis, and he's believed to say that he did it l'shma, unless he is, of course, a person who is a mumer l'hachis, an apikoris, and then he is such a person, is bavadai adaita denavshi avad lukuliyama. He's doing it for his own nefarious purposes. He wants to make money or he wants to do whatever it is, and you can't trust him that he did it l'shem mitzvah. This question of somebody standing over you and saying, assisting you to do it l'shem mitzvah, is brought down by the Mechaber now in Se'if Beis. Tavon Nochri, if a non-Jewish person spun the tzitzis, the Yisrael Omer al Gabo, and a Yid was standing over him, the Omer Shias l'shman, and say, you're doing this for the purpose of the mitzvah tzitzis, l'harambam posul, l'harosh kosher. The Rambam would say that this is still no good, even with the Yisrael standing over him saying, do this l'shma, but the Rosh would say it's good. The Ramah adds, "V'noagin shi'isayei ha'yisro ma'at." The best etza is to have the yid do some of the physical work itself, as he brings down later on, guards to tefillin and a sefer Torah. Tziv katan ches, the Mishnah Berurah alludes to this din by chay rishota katan as well, which I had already mentioned, the Be'er Halacha goes into much greater detail about. Tziv katan tes, the Mishnah Berurah says, also, in the Bir Halachi brings down that kosov davka im hatviyah eno nimsheches kokach. This is only good with somebody standing over you if it doesn't last a long period of time. You're just doing the spinning for a short period of time. Im hatviyah nimsheches man harbe, however, if it lasts for a long time, was nira dafilu l'harosh lo mahani. Even the rush who says that you can have somebody standing over you and they can, so to say, give it the lishma, if it's going to be a long time, we don't assume that they're able to maintain that lishma concept for a long period of time. And certainly, if there was any stoppage in between, if this non-Jewish person or the Cheirishot of a Katan had stopped the spinning, originally there was Yisrael Omer Agabeyan, and now they stopped the spinning, now he is considered as if he's doing it on his own, he no longer has the Lishma aspect of the Yisrael standing over him, and these tzitzis spinning would be possible. The rationale for this is in Sivkot and Yud, Svirule, the Ovi Gilulam Adaita, the Navshevad, because the person is no longer doing Lashay Mitzvahs, he's doing it for his own purposes. The Lotzayis, Lamashi Yisrael, Mitzaveh, Yoshias, Lishma. We can't rely upon the fact that originally the Yid told him to do it Lishma, he now may be doing it for other purposes. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yud Aleph brings down Bishas Adchak under extenuating circumstances, Kishe'en lo Yisrael, Shitve Lishma, no Yid knows how to do this, and the only people that can do this are a non-Jewish person, Yesh Lishmo Chazel, one could rely upon this. Abavav Hochilo, but one shouldn't rely upon this unless it is extenuating circumstances. And even if it's just a little bit more expensive, so then one should purchase the 100% correct, rather than taking this Bidiyevit position if it's only a small amount of money. As the Gra brings down, Kosov Shadas, Atosos, Amordechai, Gamken, Karambam, the Gra brings down that we really paskin like the Rambam, and only under these extenuating circumstances can we rely upon this rush. In Sivkot and Yud Beis, the Mishnah Berurah points out that that which we said, that the Yid should do a little bit of the work, only works according to the Rosh, but according to the Rambam, lo mahani kol zeh, it doesn't help at all. The entire thing, the entire spinning, must be done via a Yid. B'di'eved, again, under extenuating circumstances, one can rely upon the Rosh, even if the Yid did not help them, the Mishnah Berurah says, but l'chatrilo, he should at least help in that extenuating circumstances. Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, v'im eina Yisrael omid al gabo l'tzavo, so if you didn't have the Yid at the beginning telling him to do this l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, lo mahani hasiyua l'kuliyama, then even if the Yid did help along the way, then we say it's no good. The kaim alone, because we hope misayeya ein bo mamish, that the helping really isn't significant enough. So again, l'chatrilo, tzitzis should be done by somebody who is capable of doing lishma. B'di'eved, under extenuating circumstances, is we would allow a person like a cheresholt or katan to do this with the gadol standing over them, and ideally with the yisrael helping a little bit, but this should only be under extenuating circumstances. This concludes today's shiur.